You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Poita Suma Mikol Mitzvahs Amuras B'Torah. Suma's Potom in a Mitzvahs. Now, we find in the Gemara Kedushin, Rabbi Yehuda was blind. He said if somebody would tell him the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? You had it, those of you learned Daf Yomi, probably had Bava Kama, not probably, should have been up and know it was in Bava Kama. But the Gemara says that that if somebody would tell him the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Suma is part of it, says you would make a Yuma Tavol Arbanon Yomtiv, a Suda, a festive Suda, because I do a Mitzvah even though I'm Potter. Then they heard God la mitzvah. He said, "Yes, mission." So he says, "Somebody told him the halacha is not." So Rabbeinu Yeruchim, we shouldn't bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim that it's not clear if the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't really find who's arguing Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is choishish for the shita that sumas potem mitzvahs. And memela, he says that it'll come out that a suma should not be a bal tekeya. If Rachman Tzlan, if somebody is a suma, he should not be about to care because he can't be might see others in Tkiya, can't be a chazan. It goes into maybe the rice, the rabbanon, but the Magen Avraham brings him a few places, to the question for Ben Yeruchim Shita. So Beis Seisa brings a Mordechai, he asks Akasha for Gemara and Pesachim, Shia, if you know my Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara and Pesachim, Gemara Kuf to Zayin on the days, Gemara says, Omer Bacha Beyankiv. Suma potter meloy margada. Suma's potter from saying a goda. Now it's mitzvah begadat al vencha, secret is saim. So Suma's potter. Why? So Gemara says, ksiv hacha, bavur ze. Right? We know it says, a posik, bavur ze also Hashem li betzeis mitzrayim. It's going on the mitzvahs over there. Right? Begadat al vencha, bavur ze. Right? So in other words, he's saying, why did we go to Mitzrayim? Before Zeh, he's pointing to the matzah, right? There are even those who are not to get shear today, maybe we'll do another time. That could be you have to have the matzah mamish physically on the table. Well, that's not the game right now. But he has to be able to point. Ksiv bavur Zeh, the ksiv hasam, it says by Ben Sayra Meirer, that says Beneinu Zeh. And the Gemara Darshan's over there, Ma'al Laholim Prat Lasumin Afkan Prat Lasumin. Just like over there, they have to know, they have to be able to see their son. Otherwise, there's no din of Ben Samar. So over here, too, he has to be able to point and see the matzah. Okay. In fact, Rabbeinu Ruch, Mordechai, if we hold la locha, that like a Yehuda, that sumas potter mitzvahs, why do I need a pasuk to tell me a sumas potter min agad? He's potter from all the mitzvahs. So it's, you know, it's mashon this Gemara, stomach the Gemara, that a suma is chayev in mitzvahs, but in this one is potter. That's the basis brings a Mordechai. So we'll get to that too. That's a good point. Let's see that. All right. So that's what it says over here. Now, so Meir's on the track. Let's Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, other places like this. We have a halacha that a woman is potter from certain mitzvahs. Lulav, Sukkah, can she make a bracha or not? So, as far as I see, the whole room is Ashkenazim. We know we do. But it's Machoikas Rishonim. The Tosfos holds you do, but the Rambam holds not. The Rambam holds Pasht. The Rambam makes better. Well, how can she say Asheken Rishonim Mitzvah Vetzivonu? She's not mitzvah in it. Right? It's a bracha of Atala. How could she go ahead and make a bracha? And Takas Fardish, a woman, and even certain Ashkenazim were makabal that women don't make brachas on mitzvah. A woman takes a lulu and so forth and so on. She does not make a bracha. Tosfos holds, you do. What's Tosfos Raya? From Sugya of Suma. Because that Gemara we just mentioned, Rav Yosef thought that if the halacha is Suma's potter mitzvahs, he would have been very happy, right? Because he said, I do mitzvahs, afagav d'lamefakidna avidna. Even though I'm not mitzvah, I still do it. So in other words, I'm getting schar for doing mitzvahs that I'm part of it. Now, Zok Tosfos like this. The in b'makom the potum. Now, first I just explain Tosfos. Tosfos comes out basically is two things. One is bracha of atala is not deraisa. That's Tosfos. So mainly, you, even though you're not allowed it, it's darbanan, a bracha, levatala, but for a woman, they allowed her to make it. Also, tzivanu can mean on a, as we say in today's language, global. It means yidna, archive in it, not me specific. But Tosis Raya is from Sumer. That's more what we're going to focus on. What's Tosis Raya? Tosis says, if you're going to tell me that when a woman does a mitzvah and she's potter, it's asva to make a bracha, so what was he happy about? Tosis goes to a whole list of things that he would have lost out the bracha. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda would not have made brachas, right? He would not have made brachas. And since he would not make brachas, you know, so even though he's potter, it would be like an Isha who doesn't make brachas, Vamina Mepeka Meniach, you heard it also in Baba Kama, Hai man de boilem hevich sida, lekayim milu de brachas. You want to be a chassi, mekayim tep. So Kiddush and Tait means you have to not only make the right brachas, but try to make, to have brachas. He would have lost out a lot of brachas, right? That's what the, I'm, void, I'm reading. The Tais goes into certain things. So, Mimela, Tais says, vice Tais, that he would have made a bracha, even though he's potter. So, the same way he makes a bracha, an Isha can make a bracha. Okay? That's what Tais says. Tais, that's it. Then, you know, Tais is saying, assuming that Rabbi Yisrael did not want to lose the brachas, so why would he be happy if the lachas are of Yehuda, if he's not supposed to make brachas? The teretz is because you could make a bracha even your part. So Mela, that's how we get to women.
Someone played the
drabbanan. Huh?
Someone played the drabbanan.
What do you mean?
In other words, even though man tarot is part of the mitzvahs,
right?
The drabbanan say you should do the mitzvahs anyway.
Oh, so Tais, I mean, that's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush, not like
the Tais says. Okay, I.
Yeah.
I would argue with you, but Tosa says it.
And then you can make a bracha.
So let's get to that. So Tosa says, Miu, he said, let's just read, Umishum bracha, Hashem tzvicha, Kavan tzisa, Leka, Drasha Drabon, and so forth. So Tosa says, Miu, En kokach raya mesum alisha. Don't bring me a raya from sum alisha. Why not? Da afagav the suma pata midaraisa, midarabonin miya chayav. He's chayav midarabonin. Tais makes a diak from this Gemara Pesachim. We'll leave the diak right now. But after Tais says, Tais's tainas that there were machai of sum. In other places, Tais says that he shouldn't look like an akum, right? Hey, a person's he's a yid. He's not an entity. He's a yid. Women do mitzvahs, right? They're part of them. If you're going to say sum is part of mitzvahs, then you hear it. I'm told you. So he looks like a akum. He looks like a guy, right? Not so. Mele umachayv midarbanan. Since the umachayv midarbanan, he can make a bracha because he's chayv to do it midarbanan. So Kivega and the Turi Evan make the final diak is the same. How they get to the diak is not. We'll say first of Kivega before Turi Evan. The Kivega says, "Wait a minute. You're telling me that a suma is chayav a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and therefore you can make a bracha. Now, do we make brachas on mitzvah d'rabbanan? Of course. How do you know that? Because we do. It's a Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos says that Asher Ketshon of Itzvayisav Tzivanu Ne'ashol Chanukah. Ladak Ne'achanukah, right? In fact, the Gemara Veheichan Tzivanu, where was the third Asher Mitzvah? What does the Gemara say? Loi Sasur. Right? Loi Sasur. Right, you have to list the Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when he explains, he says, "V'kachu." This is the understanding of this bracha. Asher Ketshon Mitzoisa V'Tzivanu. You, Rabbeinu Shem, told us to listen to Rabbanan, who told us that we have to light Chanukah, we have to make an Erev, we have to read Megillah, v'chulu v'chulu. Back to Kivegas. 1 second. These Rabbanan are telling the Suma, you Suma, achayev mitzvahs. Let the Suma turn around, and that's so what's for that. She says, so they can make a bracha, Shek Tzot Tzivanu. What's Tzivanu? Who says they have to listen to the Rabbanan? Who says they have to listen to Rabbanan? If they put them in a mitzvah. Now, interesting that that's the way he asks it. Turi Evan asks in a different way. to heaven asks, why did I have to listen for? Kiveg is more bothered with the bracha. How do they make tzivanu? So this is a big shaila. Rabbi Chanan has a whole kuntris, and there he goes into whether you, the pshat is, if you know that the Rebbein Shem wants something and you can't pick a lav, an essay, do you have to do it? Well, one sec. Before we get to that. So Rabbi Chanan wants a tanya. There's something called that you know it's the das of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you know, what? Ratzon Hashem, he called, right. You know that's what the Rebbein Shem wants. So since the Rabbanan are saying what the Ratzon Hashem is, Mela, Rav Kivega holds that we understand they have to do it. But how could they say v'tzivanu loisos if they're not loisos? The two Yemen asked it much more simpler, which you have to know what Rav Kivega, could be that's Rav Kivega's point of contention, that you could be Machayv Stamazo. You know that the Rebbein Shem wants this. He does, like, well, what do they have to listen to Rabbanan for? Rabbanan are telling them, go do mitzvahs, and they say, we're not listening to you. That's basically the question. So based on that, that's what he said. You have to listen to him. Just because he's from that side of the Lake Sabbath. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Kivega's Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. Rabbi Kivega says could be that being that you see from this Tosfos, they could make a bracha, like Turevin says, that they are chayv, there is a din of loisoso, meaning not just loisoso, any lav. In other words, not the Tosfos mechadish it, now that's what they saw all along, right? That when it says suma potum mitzvahs, means mitzvahs say. Now, Lamai says, Kivega brings Rishayim that say not that way. In Rashba and Bava Kama, it does say that. Rama, there is Machlok Rishayim. But whatever it is you want to say in Tosfos, at least we have a shita. This diak and taisus. Others want to make away with the diak, but we'll go with this diak. That even though you say suma is potter min a mitzvah, that's only mitzvahs and saints and not loisus. Okay, fine. Therefore, he's chayv loisus. He's chayv loisus. But now we're going to go on what Rav Kivega adds to that. Therefore, Kivega says like this: based on what I just said, that suma is chayv and lavin, we know women are chayv and kiddush. We know women are chayv and matzah. Either both mitzvahs sheshes man groma. So each one is a gemara. A kiddush, the gemara says zocher b'shama kol sheyeshnoi b'shmira yeshna b'schira. We have a hekesh that since women are chayv and shmira shabbos, they're chayv and kiddush. Since it says lo soicho, the gemara says lo soicho lo chametz shibas yamatoicho matzahs. Since there's a posik to tell us that there's a hekesh between chametz and matzah, so we say whoever's asur and chametz matzah. That's reason. So Dr. Kivega, according to what I was just machadish, so it should come out that even though a suma is potam in a mitzvah, that is chayv in the lav. Therefore, I want to write some Kivega, they're chayv in kiddush and they're chayv in matzah, and vice versa. That doing kiddush once a week and matzah once a year doesn't make you look not like an akum. Right? That comes out from the Sum Kivega. But that's his kiddush.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
What do you mean?
Meaning,
no, but it's not the Rabbanan. This is the Raisa.
For the Summa, even the Summa?
Since the Summa is chayv in the lav, he's chayv in the essay. But Kivega is just saying, how would a chama metchayv him in tefillin, in lulav, in shayfer? That's the rabbanim.
The
chayv in lav. Since they're chayv in, they can make a bracha that's ivan because of lasasa. It's not dafka lasasa, means any lavin. So once you say a sum is chayv in lavin, and it can be chayv in the rabbanim, there are two mitzvahs that we say they're chayv in the essays because of the lav, just like woman. That's what Kivega is. Kiddush. That's why Nemzon is a double pasuk, which will go into that.
That's why you need a pasuk,
Bob. Oh, so one second, but that, we're not finished. You can't just say it that way. So it comes out like this. It comes out, the quote of Kivega, women are chayv and matz. Now, it's just because you only see a godo is toloi in matzah. You don't see matzah. I'm saying that the only if you could pump it, you don't see that if you're chayv and matzah, you're chayv and godo. Where you do see it, and that's the whole shaila, how to learn the chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Chof Aleph says women are chayiv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now in Shulchan Aruch, there's mashmos to that too, but it's not clear why. The Groz Mashmitz Afeinoy Beis Anes, the Rabbanan, they could say it on the Deraisa, the whole to, but the Chinuch holds it's Deraisa. And the Minchas Chinuch has Meichepesi, it's in the Rabbanan. Now, and he says, Lomat Sasi, I didn't find a chaver to this. Now, there are other Rishainim, and the new Minchas Chinuch bring one of them, and that's in the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs. So the Rambam, you know, breaks it up. First, he has 14 Shrashim, where he says how he puts something into the Taryag Mitzvahs. Of course, we know they're more than Taryag, or how the Tefillin Shirosh counted as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, Krishpa Shashakas Arvis, one mitzvah. So he has Klolim. Then he lists Ramach Mitzvahs Essays, and then Shasa Loisas. But in between the Mitzvahs and Loisas, the Rambam lists off 60 mitzvahs that a person always has if he leads a normal life. In other words, he doesn't live, have to live in Eretz Yisrael. You don't need a base of mikdash. Just live a normal life. You have a house, mezuzah. Eat bread, because of mazim. Fill in this. He lists off all 60. And when he gets to certain ones, like fill in, he says, ve'isha ein ha-chayevus. Fill in shirayish ve'isha ha-chayevus. Krishma ve'isha ein ha-chayevus. When he gets to Sipri Tzis Yisrael, he does not say women are potter. His vice says to Rambam also, and even though Nyad it's a masha that way, he doesn't quote it as an exception, but he says that they're chay. But that's the question. So there are different shatim. Those of us who say say yitzvus, right? And in Shari they say yitzvus? Not anymore.
Not as which minion, but...
Yesterday there was a fella here, I said, so nice of you to come, I haven't seen you in years. Says, yeah, you don't say yitzvus again. Okay. So, used to be a fellow who used to say Kaddish here. So I said, so nice of you to say Kaddish here, but why did you know, you're like two blocks away. There's shul's near you. He says, you're the only one who has to say Kaddish at the end of davening. I don't have to come early. I could come at the end of davening. Say Kaddish. So, there are milers of davening. Like a punim. But a koponim is like this. A koponim, some achronim learn pshan de chinuch the following. Because it says in the Pasuk, lo seicho lov chametz, shibas yom ha-chav. Now, venison, the hekesh bituchem and matzahs in Parashas Bo too. I forgot how the lashon of Pasuk is. The Gemara quotes it from Re'ei, right, from Dvarim. So the medak, because the end of the Pasuk in Dvarim is lechem oini. Lo seicho lov chametz, shibas yom ha-chav lov matzahs, lechem oini. What's lechem oini? Lechem she'oinim alav dvarim harbe. Rashi says, a god of a halal, right? So memel, it's mashma that there's a shaykhis between halal and matzah, meaning that whoever is chayv in matzah is chayv in halal too, and that would be the pshat, why women are, in a god, I'm sorry, why women are chayv in sipri yitzis mitzvah. That would be the pshat dechim. Once we say that, so May is right. Once you say, based on Rav Kivega, A, Asuma is chayiv in loisasas. That's a deacon toisas. B, because he's chayiv in loisasas, he's chayiv in matzah. That's what Kivega. The third is you say the chinuch, the women are chayiv in matzah. And the explanation is because they're chayiv in, the chayiv in agoda. Since they're chayiv in matzah, they're chayiv in agoda. If that's how we explained it. So mele you say that the pshat is that who, by the way, in the, it's a siddur. And it's a regular.
It's
a sorry. Oh. It's a known thing. I rather once found it myself, but then I saw others bring it. We are the yitzvahs printed here.
Yeah.
Well, towards the end. In Shabbos Agodol, there's a Elkei Aruchis, which is Tosfos quotes this poem. So it says over here on the Samach. Yeah, what is it? By the way, this is the real Chasal Siddur Pesach. The real Chasal Siddur Pesach is before Pesach, to be Mesada the Pesach. We just put those words at the end of our Gada. But the real, the Rishonim who wrote it, it's not Kasher Zachinu L'Sadar Aisa, means Now they wrote these poetry, which people, you know, now people used to learn these things. They, you know, especially Hungar Shehidin, they used to mamish be dovik in these. In Poland and Litva, they didn't say so much. Sachu shanosh, they said over like sicha with a samach. Shanoshim tzvicha islam, said women have to put an effort. Bechol mili de pischa beli shimsa. All the words, meaning the mitzvahs of Pesach, without any stain, meaning without any exception. Afal gav the mitzvah seshas man grama bamlo nimtza, shekol sheyeshu bebal techo chametz, yeshu bekol machamel. Okay, good, that's matzah. What does it do? It's vice versa, it's the Python. The Python means the person who wrote the poetry held that it goes on other mitzvahs too. Oh, so once we say that, so that's what Meir's finding, that since according to Kivega, Sumas Chayv in Matzah, we're going another step that he's Chayv in Agada. So I would say, if he's Chayv in Agada, even though he's part of no mitzvahs, so you need a special pasuk. It's no kasha. What was the kasha? Beni Ruch and Paskins like a Buda, or at least he's Choshish for a Buda, that Sumas part of a mitzvahs. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me Sumas part of a Agada? He's part of all mitzvahs. There are exceptions. One of the exceptions is matzah. According to what we're saying, it's also a gadda. You would say, Kamash Vala, no. He's chayvin matzah, but not a gadda because he can't point to a gadda. So that's an answer, Ben Yeruch. I want to just show you that in Tosis is not Masha, and we'll get to the second. What's that? Let's first read the Tosis. Tosis, when he says, Rabbi Yosef would have lost out the brachas if he couldn't make a bracha, so he says, he would have lost that for some reason that I don't know. It's beyond me why Tais had to do it. He says, "I imagine bechassitzes lulav tefillin megillah nechanukah," which is interesting. Words you would not have said. Afein oyvaisanes. Rishonim talk about that, not by Suma. That let's say ketanim. There are Rishonim, the Mi-reader, Kedusharan and Megillah. They ask, "Why aren't ketanim chay because of afein oyvay?" So Rabbi seems to say, "Yeah, why the chay in Megillah nechan?" Afein Oyebeisanes, less like Nashim. Say, Tanya, you only apply Afein Oyebeisanes to those that are chayav in mitzvahs. Those that are part of them in a mitzvahs, right, you don't say Afein Oyebeisanes. Masha Toysis, they would not be chayav in Nechanuk. Okay, but then Toysis goes weiter. Let's take a look. Nechanuk Asuka Avdolo V'Kiddush Hayom. Toysis mentions Kiddush. Now, according to Kiveger, Taisus should hold Kiddush Nechayv, because later on, it's Taisus not Mechadish later on, the Chayv and Lavin. That was a Nusa the Pshit of the Taisus, like you all said. The Chayv and Lavin, so Loisosa is a Lav. So if the Chayv, it's Mashiach Taisus, even though the Chayv and Lavin, that's when Kiveg is deep, but they're still part of Kiddush. What happened to Zoch of Hashomer? So I once heard, not on this Taisus, but I'm bringing a riot, that Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, that you heard of him, right? From Yerushalayim. Beryl Soloveitchik, Rav Yeshua's father. So he said like this. He said, Stam. Says there's a, I think he said B'Shem Reb Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. So I heard in Yerushalayim many years ago that the pshat is that even if you say a Suma is Chayv and Loisa, says, but he's part of a Matzah and Kiddush. Why? Because what makes you Chayv and Matzah? What makes you Chayv in Kiddush? Kol Shiesha. That's also a Machayv. It's not the pshat that Asuma's potter from Mitzvah Saseis. Asuma's potter from a Machayev. ILS, we say, I could be Chayev in Mitzvah's Midrabbanan. That's because he's over in Issud Rabbanan by not doing it. But that's not enough to be Machayev him in Kiddush or in Matzah. Because that's also a Machayev. In other words, it's a very stark avert. You want to tell him that even if you say that Asuma's Chayev in Loisa says, but that loisa says should be mechayev you in the essay, that's also a mechayev. That's also something that obligates you. There's nothing that obligates. What obligates him is he can't do something against, not doing a mitzvah midrabanan. That's going against. But to do a mitzvah derisa, not. It'll be very, very kishmak in Toysis. Toysis holds a chayev and loisa says, and yet, they're part of Kiddush. Okay, my pshat is a good pshat. We're saying to answer Ben Yeruchim, but Toysis alone is masha. Not like Rabbi Kivegel. Yeah, because Taisus, because could be Taisus that they're holding that Asuma Staka Potom in a mitzvah. Like the Rishonim asking, they agree with.
That's why any father is that part.
No, because they hold Asuma's Chayv in mitzvahs Bechlal. They're going in Rabbi Yudashita. We're just answering up Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now I'm going to leave you with a kasha. Most of you probably have to leave it for your grandchildren's bar mitzvah. So Mary Dika Kasha. In Yerushalayim, there used to be a very big goyim, Reb Chaim Noah. You've all heard, he's the one who made the small shiurim, what they think it's called small shiurim, are the regular normal Yerushalayim shiurim. They do what Elio Dessel, Mr. Leo, right? He was not just a seminary teacher. He was a big person in learning and Musa. So his wife was an Enoch of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. And they used to use Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Becha. When she was nifta, the first Shabbos, he asked for a different Becha. So he asked him why. He said, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's Becha is smaller than the Chazon Shashir. That's what he said. And he said, but he couldn't hurt his wife all these years. Now that he lives in Bnei Brak, he feels he has to do Chazon, you know, according to the Chazon Ish. But in Yerushalayim, it's known. The Shiurim are way different. Yeah, really, Yerushalmi will say, come on, that's not the Shia, you know. My Shema told me, Barav Hutna, the Bochum used to sneak in matzahs in their pockets because the Barav Hutna wasn't giving them enough matzah, right? Poland and this, they didn't go with these huge Shiurim. But whatever it is, that's not the point. The famous Bamachoikis was Reb Chaim Noah. He was a Lubavitcher Chassid, the Yerushalmi Lubavitchers, you know, with the Strimals. He wrote a sefer called Ktzoyis HaShulchan, a Merdeka sefer. In there, he quotes a kasha from Reb Yitzchak Yerucham Diskin. It's good to hear this kasha. From the Maril Diskin son. I think he himself saw the Maril Diskin, and I'm not sure, but he quotes a kasha. What's the kasha? Like this. What's the mugger of a Sudas Bar Mitzvah? So the mugger of Ram quotes a Yamsha Shleimer, famous Yamsha Shleimer. Yamsha Shleimer at the end of Meruba, when the Gemara talks about Sudas Mitzvah, he says, "What? How do you determine what's a Sudas Mitzvah? Now, what makes something a Sudas Mitzvah?" So he goes in, then he says, "What's the mucker for a Sudas Bar Mitzvah?" So he says, the Gemara that we just said, Kedushin, Rav Kama, that the Rav Yosef said, if somebody would tell me the Halacha is not like a Yehuda, I'll make a Yomtif. Why? Because beforehand, I was Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, I'm not commanded. And now you tell me the Halacha is not like a Yehuda, I'm a mitzvah. You make me a mitzvah. You tell me I'm a mitzvah. And therefore, I make a yomtiv. I make a festive suda. This cotton who was part of the mitzvahs, the day of his mitzvah becomes time mitzvahs. Avid the yumatav rabban. That's the magen avram, the yamsha shleifer. Frank the mitzvah, I'm married. Take a listen to this kasha. Very sharp kasha. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued for many years. Mutav in Gemara and Erevin. What? Is a better person was created or not created. Of course, it doesn't mean on the level we think. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has shmooze on that, but whatever it is, let's just do the poshut where we learn the Gemara. Yeah. Is it better we created or not? So Gemara says, Nimnu v'gamru, they counted and they, it's not clear what I mean, Nimnu. What did they count? They'd have a vote. Let's take that's what it sounds like. Zok the Marshal like this. There are 613 mitzvahs, 365 lavin, 248 mitzvahs. You have more of a chance to be tripped up everywhere you go. It's a lav, this is a lav, this is a lav. You don't have enough mitzvahs to overcome the 365. That's what the Maharsha says. That's what we think, Nimnu v'gamru. So he says, so one second. This Suma, what was he chayv in before he found Suma Moshe? According to Kivagan, the Terebin, who's chayvin 365 lavin. So he's in trouble. So if you tell him, and he has no mitzvahs, so you tell him, no, Allah says you do a mitzvah, oh, Baruch Hashem, now I have mitzvahs, at least I can offset some of the lavin. But this kid, what does he have before his bar mitzvah? Zero. Let him stay at zero. Right? Mutav shalai nivra. The only reason of mutav shanivra, Rabbi Yosef, that is, was because he thought he's chayvin 365 lavin without answers, and he's stuck. So then he's Akshav Shanivra, Yafashmish Ramaisa, Mashmish Ramaisa, Gemara says, right? It says Schoenberg. So he needs mitzvahs. This kid better should stay. So what do we make of that discussion?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.